located 826 Main Street in Pineville, where we offer facial waxing, eyelash extension, barber cuts, signature hair color, perms, relaxers, and no chemical relaxers for natural hair, extensions, updos, and braiding. Sorry, no micro. Looking for a weave? Transformations? Got you covered. No braid, no bind, sew-ins, and custom-made closures for thinning hair. And we offer bondless quick weaves. Enjoy a relaxing massage with the spy capsule, and Wi-Fi is available. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are Senior Citizens Day. Transformation Hair Studio. It's more than a beauty shop. Located 826 Main Street in Pineville. Our phone number is 449-3655.
Transformations Hair Studio, a proud sponsor of KAYT 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 in Monroe.
Laissez le bon temps rouler at the 7th Annual Founders Day Festival, Friday, October 25th through Saturday, October 26th in Cheneyville. Come and enjoy a world of great food, all types of vendors, the one and only cash prize domino tournament, and the famous classic car show, and loads of fun and games for the kids. Friday night has DJ Train on the ones and twos. Saturday morning starts with a big parade and a free petting zoo with ponies for the children. The band Jambox will play on Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday night, it's Leon Chavis and the Zydeco Flames taking the stage.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave.
It's all going down at the 7th Annual Cheneyville Founders Day Festival, October 25th through October 26th. Let the good times roll.
The City of Cheneyville is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJO.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Well, all right. We're playing Bible Jeopardy today. And the question is, who cried, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them"? Was it the Hittites, the Egyptians, the Amorites, or the Jebusites? What say ye? Let's go to the phones and find out. Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp. Who's this on the phone?
Antonio.
You got a last name, Antonio?
Hudson.
Hi, Antonio Hudson. Where are you calling from, sir?
Alexandria.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for tuning in. Here's our Bible Jeopardy question for 800 points. Who cried, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them"? Was it the Hittites, the Egyptians, the Amorites, or the Jebusites?
The Amorites.
The Amorites is not a correct answer, but I'll tell you what you can do, Anthony. You can go to Exodus 14 and 25 to find the answer.
Okay. All right.
All right. And will you please call back and try again, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hello. Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp. Who's this?
Kimberly Davis. Has anyone answered the question yet?
Well, we've got someone who tried to answer it, but can you give me the correct answer? Who cried, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them"? Was it the Hittites, the Egyptians, the Amorites, or the Jebusites?
Who are the Egyptians?
That is correct. Kimberly Davis, you are two for two this morning.
Yes. I got my Bible knowledge.
Either that or you got Google working for you.
No, I didn't Google it. No, I have my Bible. I have my Bible in front of me.
Okay. I don't mean to disparage your Bible knowledge. I'm just playing with
you. Yes. You said it's coming out from Exodus, so I just searched Exodus.
Exodus 14 and 25, all right?
14 and 25, yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate that.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Thank you.
KKKAYT. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT FM.
And this song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right.
Anybody out there been through the fire, you didn't get burned, and your clothes don't even smell like smoke? Well, now, that's John P. Key, along with Zacardi Cortez, and I made it out. Good morning, Wednesday, October 16, 2019. This is the Ham Camp, otherwise known as the Wade Hampton Show, on KAYTKQJOFM. 66 degrees and cloudy in the central city. We're coming up with a complete weather forecast in just a moment. Plus, we've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up this hour. My number is 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. Brand new Darlene McCoy. This is called Walk.
The Wade Hampton Show.
New music now.
Shackled by excuses. Watching everybody fly past me. Wow. Feel helpless and useless. Been losing way too long. I lost my faith in me. How can I go on when this is all that I see? Then you came along. Show me what I had in me. Told me pointing fingers.
No, no, no.
All talk but very little action. Won't change the conclusion. Been losing way too long. It seems you've lost your faith. You can't keep lying there, hoping something will change. Jesus came along to point this out to you. You're already strong. This is what you should do.
He said,
take up your bed and walk. Take up your bed and walk. Take up your bed and walk.
He said, take up your bed.
Take up your bed and take up your bed and take up your bed and walk. Yesterday wasn't fair. Things were not your fault, but you survived, thank God. And with each new day comes possibility
and brand new mercy.
But winning is your responsibility. You gotta walk. Take up your bed and
the greatest hits of all time.
They just play great music that I love.
I love it.
I love their music.
Love it.
This is
KAYT-FM.
Without a shore, sinking to the ocean floor, falling deeper, deeper. There is nothing I want more. Feel the rush of ecstasy. Waters crashing over me. Barely breathing, breathing. You're the only air I need.
Lost in your love.
Gravity is breaking, everything is raging. I'm crossing by.
earth and sea, lost in new realities. I am living, living at the point of no return. It's your love I can't ignore. This is nothing like before. Steady dreaming, dreaming. You're the world I see in love.
Back and forth in motion, striving for devotion.
I'm lost in your love.
That's where you want to be found, lost in the love of Jesus. William Matthews on the radio. Good morning. This is KAYT KQJOFM. We're streaming live at KAYTFM.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to let you know there's an evening with Bishop Marvin Sapp that's going to happen this Sunday at 6 p.m. over at the New Scott-Ali Baptist Church with Bishop Lionel Smith. Now, this is Sunday. Marvin Sapp, along with Bishop Lionel Smith. That's going to be good. Marvin Sapp's going to be preaching and singing, you know, doing some of his hits and giving you the word. That's going to take place this Sunday at 6 p.m. at the New Scott-Ali Baptist Church at 2627 Willow Glen River Road in Alexandria. I thought I'd mention that to you. Don't miss out on that 6 p.m. this Sunday. Mm-hmm. All right. Weather-wise, here in the Central City, it's cloudy and 66 degrees. Looking for high temperature today at 71. Shreveport checking in. 63 and cloudy with a high at 69. In Monroe, it's 61 and cloudy. 69 is the afternoon high there. In Lake Charles, it's cloudy and 70 degrees with a high expected at 76. And Natchez, Mississippi, it's 64 and cloudy with a high temperature expected at 69 degrees. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're in the Hamp Camp with the Wade Hampton Show. We're so unstoppable. You know how we do. Coming up and coming at you, we've got birthdays and anniversaries. If you got any last-minute birthday requests, if you or someone you know or love is celebrating, we'd like to know about it and celebrate with you. 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. We're going to break away briefly. Don't go away.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Kelly Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Oh,
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cut. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. Anointed King Cut. You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT. KQJO FM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Do you think being a Christian holds you back from being brave? Let me be honest with you. I've grown up in the church, and there's something in Christianity that says you must die to yourself, that you must think about others before yourself. And somehow that flies in the face of being brave. You know what I mean? Like, if you decided to do something brave, people might think that you're being arrogant or too self-focused. I know I've had those feelings, so I don't think I'm the only one. I'd like to encourage you to be brave and go after what God has placed in your heart to do. But don't do it to find your identity or get people to like you. Do it in a way that serves others. Live from your heart in a way that reveals the goodness of God. Be brave for God's purposes. You will be living hope no matter what other people say about you. Connect with us at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, it's October 16th, 2019. People all over the world are celebrating birthdays or some special event. These are the ones that we know about. We want to say happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to my sister, Ebony Watson. Eb is celebrating her birthday today. Ebony Watson, good morning. And happy birthday to you. Another one of my sisters, Davita Young. She's celebrating her birthday. What's up, Davita? Happy birthday to you. Brother Terry J. Fisher, he's celebrating his 44th birthday this morning. Let's say good morning and happy birthday to Terry. Lloydrica Brown is on the birthday list. Hey, good morning, Lloydrica, and happy birthday to you. Happy 55th birthday, Renee Van Asselberg. It's your birthday, Renee, so we want to wish you a happy birthday. Down in Lafayette, Naisha Slim Pretty Joseph is celebrating her 24th birthday. Naisha, good morning and happy birthday. Melissa Lee is 41 years young today. We want to take time to say happy birthday, my sister, Melissa Lee. Felicia Jordan is celebrating a birthday, too. Hey, good morning and happy birthday to you, Felicia. Happy 36th birthday going out to Oscar Dante Howard Jr. Hey, Oscar, good morning. Happy birthday to you. Letitia Williams is on the birthday list on this Wednesday morning. Good morning to you, Letitia. Happy birthday. And Tracy Lovin' Mitchell celebrates a birthday today. Happy 40th birthday to you, Tracy. It's my girl right there. Happy birthday to Tracy Mitchell. And Trevon Harris. Happy birthday from your sister Tanya, who just walked in here and handed me this, this name. Trevon, happy birthday from Tanya and from your mom, Miss Lula Harris. Good morning to you and happy birthday to you and to all of our birthday people and the birthday people who are celebrating, whether you know about it or not. Happy birthday going out to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash. Let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. J.J. Metters is a pastor, and he's talking to pastors and church leaders about renewing yourself. One of the scary truths about being a pastor or a ministry leader is that you could neglect personal enjoyment and the intake of God's word, and nobody would notice, well, at least not for a while. While you're busy prepping sermons and lessons and meetings and books, you've got them scattered all over your desk, those books. It looks like you're enjoying the Bible, but really, are you? I hope that you're enjoying God's word as you are serving others. But are you reading the Bible for yourself and for your walk with Jesus too? You got to realize if you're a pastor, a minister, or a ministry leader, you are his disciple first. When you don't read the Bible for your own renewal or refreshment, it's often because you've forgotten who you are. You're a disciple of the risen Christ before you were a pastor or a leader. And as disciples, Jesus says that we live on every word in the Bible. That's Matthew 4 and 4. We should long for the pure spiritual milk of the word for our own nourishment, not just to be a milkman for the body of Christ. Avoid that trap of delivering the word without stopping to sip and savor some of that milk for yourself. Amen. Paul tells us to be diligent to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, correctly teaching the word of truth. That's found in 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Now, while we work hard to make sure we're correctly teaching God's word, you cannot forget the unparalleled sweetness you personally devour from God's word. King David reminds us in Psalm 19 how personally wonderful God's word is to God's people, not just how useful it is for ministry and for those we minister to. You see, the word of God renews all of us, making our hearts swell with joy. It's sweeter than bottled honey. And is this how you view the Bible? Well, it's our hope that it is. The scriptures aren't just a toolbox for ministry. It's a honeycomb for our delight. Now, here are a couple of ways that pastors and leaders can recover the personal enjoyment of reading the Bible for yourself. First, read for nothing. No reason at all. Just read it when you're preparing a sermon or counseling somebody is just reading to prepare a sermon for somebody. You're not enjoying it yourself. Don't read with tweets and blogging and sermons in mind, but read for yourself. Slow down. Ask God to help you enjoy him through his word. Let the reason for this particular time of reading be personal to you. Eat from the honeycomb and drink from the well yourself so that you don't run dry. Also, be unhurried in your reading. When was the last time you as a minister sat and read the Bible without a rush to outline the passage and write a blog post or tweet, or even before the kids wake up? You need to find some time for some unhurried reading of God's word. You want to sit and soak in verse after verse after verse. Maybe you want to read through Ephesians in one sitting. Don't have a pencil or a pen or be in front of that computer, unless your Bible's on the computer. Don't just sit at your desk like you're getting ready to prep a sermon. Lay down on the couch. Lay in the bed. Put your feet up. Relax in God's word. Without your phone, without the dings of people bothering you. Sit for a while, be still, and remember God. You see, that honeycomb is calling. The milk is ready. Open that Bible, or pop open the app if you're using your phone or some Bible app. Taste and see for yourself that the Lord is good, according to Psalm 34 and 8, and you will be refreshed. All right? Thank you, J.A. Metters, the pastor of Redeemer Church in Tomball, Texas, for that. That blessed me. Hopefully, it will bless you, too, as this morning. You know what? You will be blessed tonight. If you don't have a church home and you're looking for excitement in your worship, come to Global Impact Ministries at 1819 Memorial Drive in Alexandria, at the corner of Sturks and Memorial. Pastors Cedric and Dee Dee Jefferson would love to see you there, 7:30 tonight. And I would, too. It's going to be a blast, I promise you. Hey, listen, that's it. That's all for this edition of the Wade Hampton Show. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And all you go-getters, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will. Get it all. It's our hope to see you tomorrow morning following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas as you enjoy the rest of your broadcast day here on KAYT KQJO FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana, five cities strong all day long. Remember, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT 88.1 is a community-oriented radio station operating at 88.1 FM. The studio and offices are located in the Trotters Building, 50